The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Female figures often symbolize the soul of a nation. Can you think of a lady who symbolizes the soul and even the strength of America, our great nation? Of course you can. She is Lady Liberty. Emma Lazarus famously put these words on the lips of Lady Liberty, and thus on the lips of every American. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores. These, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Not only Americans, but many immigrants, like my family from India, have read those lines, and our souls have been stirred. Have your souls been stirred hearing those lines? Lady Liberty symbolizes the highest ideals of the American spirit. In other words, she is America at our very best. In the Acts of the Apostles, we meet a widow woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia. Like Lady Liberty, she offers hospitality and welcome to Paul, Silas, and Timothy on their second missionary journey through Asia Minor. Lydia is traditionally believed to be the first Christian convert in Europe, a noble distinction to match her noble character. She seems to be a good symbol of the people and place of Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. Like Lady Liberty, who stands for America. Lydia, however, had competition for that singular status. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 20, we hear of another woman from Thyatira, namely Jezebel. You may remember her name from the book of Kings. One of the seven letters in the book of Revelation is addressed to Thyatira. "You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols." Notice that Thyatira's wrongdoing, symbolized by Jezebel, is not only idolatry and sexual immorality, but also misleading Jesus' followers. That is, deceiving Christians. Thus, two women vie to be symbols of the soul of Thyatira in Turkey. Lydia, who welcomes Christianity and converts to it, and Jezebel, who leads Christians astray and away from Christ. I don't think Lady Liberty is the only woman who symbolizes America like Lydia, was not the only symbol for Thyatira. Sometimes Jezebel also seems to symbolize our nation. Not our highest and selfless ideals, but our lowest and most selfish inclinations. This is especially true in our treatment of immigrants and religious freedom. I am not suggesting that Christianity needs to be a cornerstone of our Constitution, but I do believe Lady Liberty's lamp shines brightest when we welcome immigrants and welcome Christianity and other religions like Lydia of Thyatira did. Of course, what do you expect a Catholic priest from India to say? But so too would say Emma Lazarus. And so too would say the Acts of the Apostles. And so too would say the Book of Revelation. Women often symbolize the soul of a nation. What woman will symbolize America? Lady Liberty or Jezebel? Praised be Jesus Christ.